Tax systems have also failed to adapt to technological change. The rising importance of intellectual property means that it is almost impossible to pin down where a multinational really makes money. Tech giants like Apple and Amazon stash their intangible capital in havens such as Ireland and pay too little tax elsewhere. This month it emerged that Amazon's British subsidiary paid £1.7 million, that's $2.2 million in tax last year, on profits of £72 million and revenues of £11.4 billion. By one recent estimate, close to 40% of multinational profits are shifted to low-tax countries each year. The solutions to such problems often only exacerbate the daunting complexity of today's tax code, and, if lobbies have their way, add extra loopholes too. The European Union wants to determine when firms have a virtual nexus in a state and will then allocate profits across countries using a complicated formula. America's supposedly simplifying recent tax reform included stunningly complex new rules for multinationals. International efforts to cooperate to prevent profit shifting have made progress, but they are hamstrung by disagreements over how to treat technology firms and competition for investment in a world where capital crosses borders. Fundamental tax reform can boost growth and make societies fairer, whatever the share of GDP a government takes in tax. Fortunately, the principles according to which rich countries can design a good system are clear. Taxes should target rents, preserve incentives, and be hard to avoid. All countries should tax both property and inheritance more. These taxes are unpopular, but mostly efficient. In a world where property ownership brings windfalls that persist across generations, such taxes are desirable. A conservative first step would be to roll back recent cuts to inheritance tax. A more radical approach would be to introduce a land value tax, the most efficient of all property taxes, and one with a long liberal heritage.